Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
Listen up, everybody.
I'm all ears.
Listen. Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
I know you and Richard like to eat healthy. Are you into looking for, you know, organics, natural kind of foods that are made with quality ingredients now? Have you gotten that far?
What are you talking about? Like I'm not quite as involved as you are. Have you gotten that far? Where are you on your journey? Have you caught up to me and Lisa yet? Are you right? You sanctimonious little so-and-so. Are you right?
Well, remember, my yoga teaching wife has me eating hemp and quinoa
and rope.
It's like, oh my God, I don't think anybody's at that level yet. I have to sneak out to get a burger for crying out loud.
Oh my God. Well, no, we do. I'm a chronic label reader, and I think a lot of people are becoming increasingly aware of what they're eating, and they like to read labels and do all of that. But you know, there are key words that they'll put on labels, not even just on the back panel, but just on the front thing, that designed to trick you into thinking that a food might be healthier than it really is. And here's four of them that are just, you might want to raise your eyebrows out. For example, when it says it's a good source of something, like a good source of fiber, that might mean it's got some fiber in it, but it might be just as little as 10% of what you're supposed to have in a day. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you. It just means it has a little bit of that. What about this one, fat-free? Well, it does mean it's fat-free, but it's looking more and more like low-fat diets aren't that good for you. And fat-free usually means they have more sugar and preservatives, because if you take the fat out of something... Can I just grab my soapbox for a sec?
Sure.
Can I? Okay.
Absolutely. Let me put it under your feet.
All right. Okay. Oh.
There you go.
Thank you. Right. Okay, I need to adjust my mic now because now I'm a bit taller. Okay.
I'll hold it.
One of my pet peeves is no-fat or low-fat Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is not meant to be low-fat or no-fat. It's meant to be thick, rich, creamy, and delicious.
Thank you.
And anytime you get low-fat or no-fat Greek yogurt, here's a newsflash, it's not Greek yogurt anymore. It's not Greek yogurt, and you're not doing... Listen, if it's got low fat on it, and it's meant to be something that's got fat in it, it's a chemical shitstorm. That's what it is right there.
And you know what? Let me get... Here, I'm going to join you on the soapbox here.
All right. Hang on. Oh, don't push me off.
Sorry. Okay, I want truth in advertising. If those, you know, organic breakfast cereals say high fiber, I want a picture of Tony the Tiger squatting on the box. Because that's, I'm telling you, that's what happened.
Four.
So it's common knowledge, or at least a tired Sex in the City cliche, that women sometimes fake orgasms. But
no.
Here's the thing. Yes, I know it's surprising. Here's the thing. Men bluff their way to the finish line as well.
No, they do not. How's it even possible?
You know what? I don't know until I read this. I'm going, come on. Are you serious?
Well, according to this survey, guys say they fake 30% of the time. Not my husband. Telling you, not my husband.
Yeah.
Not on my watch.
Richard and I were not on this. We're not on this survey. I can tell you that.
Oh my God.
30% fake it.
That's a high number of men who are faking it. And here's the top five reasons, guys, that you gave for faking it. Number one was to help their... And they're pretty much the same as women's reasons for faking it. One, to help their partner's self-esteem.
Yeah. Okay.
Two, to look sexy. I don't know about that, but
wait a minute. Hold on. There's nothing. Guys look like they're constipated when that's happening to them. There's nothing sexy about. I'm just saying.
Here's they were drunk and realized, look, it's just not going to happen. So let's just end this, and I'll fake it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that they could do it at all when they're drunk is impressive.
Yeah. Right. They didn't want to upset their partner, and then it was just so bad they thought, oh God, let me just fake my way out of here and put a stop to it. Right? The fact that bad sex was last on the list should be pretty reassuring to us chicks, I think. It shows that the overwhelming majority of the time, if a guy fakes it, it's not our fault. It's just not our fault. I'm going to ask you, though, because, you know, you think of when you think of faking it, you think of when Harry met Sally.
Yes.
And Meg Ryan doing that classic scene of faking it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to ask you, can you... Can you fake it? I don't like. Can you make that like sound like you're faking it right now on the radio? Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
No,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no.
Yes, 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 yes. Yahoo!
No, not depending on the time. Not copying her. I want more something more authentic
the
from you.
Moaning?
Come
no.
on.
I can't do the moaning. Okay, now I'm starting to
come
sweat.
Come on, you can do it.
I can't do it. I just can't. Don't make me.
You're worse.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, look, seriously, we need to stop repeating the random words people make up on the internet or else we're going to be adding all these legitimate words to... Although, I do like getting Googled. I'm really not sure what that means anymore, but I like getting Googled.
I thought you liked being ogled. That's why I always look at you in that kind of, like, leery way. I thought it was ogling. You liked being ogled. I got it wrong, did I? You like being Googled.
I like being Googled.
Do you like
yes.
being Googled from behind?
Not so much.
Okay. All right. What?
But thanks for asking.
No, I just meant like behind your back or do you...
Oh, I see. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Okay. So you prefer it? You prefer being Googled from the front?
I like a full frontal Google.
A full frontal
personally.
Google. Good to
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Good to
yeah.
know. So
thanks.
As well as ogling, a full frontal Google never goes astray.
Exactly.
But there are Merriam-Webster, oh my Lord, Merriam-Webster just announced a bunch of new words that they're adding to the dictionary this year. And honestly, SMH, Cliff, shaking my head at some of these. At some
that's
of these
not
words.
In there. That's
no, I know, but
there.
it should be because you
it
see it all.
Be.
You see it all over the. You see it all over the place. SMH and SMDH, shaking my damn head. But things like here's some of the new additions. Honestly, FOMO, fear of missing out, FOMO.
FOMO. All right,
so
that's not bad.
That's fear of not being included in something, obviously, such as an interesting activity or something like that. Is
you know,
being
100
added
years
to the,
from now. Human being, we will not be saying any language that is recognizable to
no.
today's generation.
No,
you know?
we definitely won't. Here's another one, like hella. Like, think of in Taylor Swift's song, Shake It Off, he's hella good hair, right?
What like, does that mean?
Hella, like very or extremely.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yep.
Revenge porn.
No, I've heard of it.
Well, it's a thing because it's in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Once it's in the dictionary, it's a thing.
It's real. Gotcha.
Which is just sexually explicit images of a person posted online without their consent. So
sure,
it's probably
sure.
illegal.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yep.
TMI, too much information. And then a few others that are being added. A Bitcoin, cold turkey. Cold turkey's been around forever. How is that only just being added?
Haven't people been drinking cold turkey or going cold turkey for decades?
They've been drinking wild turkey.
Wild turkey, that's it. That's wild cold. I know it was some kind of alcohol.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon, the other side of the news.
I don't know what it is, but I'm a little stiff. My back's a little sore, and I thought it was from carrying the show. But I don't think it's...
boom, look at you. Way to just throw me under the bus. Oh, gee, I'm feeling the love. Thank you. Oh, do you want me to come and I'll happily walk on it for you? I'll stomp on it for you if you like. Jeez.
I'm sorry, I couldn't
oh
resist.
My God.
No, but honest to God, it's a little sore and I don't know what I did.
Sorry, don't look at me for sympathy right now. You'll forgive me if I'm not feeling that loving, right?
I know.
Oh, my God. Why don't you go ahead and ask Siri and see if she's any more sympathetic?
Okay. All right. Siri, why is my back so sore?
Bad news. Your back is sore because you are an old person. I wish I had better news for you, but the truth is that you are old and your back stinks now and will randomly hurt whenever you put too much stress on it. My favorite thing ever is when somebody complains that they hurt their back sitting for too long. Ha 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 ha. Do you know how depressing that sounds?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that you hurt your back from not doing anything at all for too long in the same position?
Pretty much.
Good luck not hurting your back walking, you old geezer.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, my back goes out more than I do these days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, thanks, Siri. She just called you an old geezer, by the way.
I know. I deserve that.
Listen. Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon.
1-1-1-1.
Hey, this is a great story for people who love the miracle of modern medicine, which is changing all the time, especially with 3D printing. I can't even get over some of this stuff. But this is actually a little bit of a freak show when you think about it, too.
This is fab. I love this story. There's a 42-year-old fella, Carlos, from Brazil, and he works in a factory, and he recently had this horrible, horrible accident at work where all of the skin was ripped off of his left hand, and it looked like the hand was actually, he was going to lose the hand. They were going to have to amputate it. But then the doctors thought of a crazy solution. They thought, you know what? We could probably save the hand. We just need to keep it in a safe, sterile place. So they made a cut in Carlos's stomach, turned it into a kind of a pouch, and then sewed his hand inside.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it wild?
Oh, that's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
I know. Well, Carlos said, it's a really weird feeling, actually, trying to wiggle my fingers and seeing my tummy protrude slightly as I prod around. And the doctors say that in about 6 weeks, this guy's hand should develop enough new tissue that they can take it out of the stomach and do a skin graft. And he probably won't ever get the full function back, but it's better than losing the hand. And I just, for me, I just imagine having my hand in there, right? And I
know.
Does he feeling around if he's got any tumours or anything?
Oh, my God.
While he's there, feeling around. Know, like, I'd be feeling around, like, what's that? Jeez, I wonder what that is.
I wonder I hope if he he's not left-handed, because, I mean, how would he go to the bathroom? How do you train your other hand to wipe?
Well, if he's right-handed, that's no problem. But I seriously, I'd love to be feeling around. Wouldn't you love to feel around in there?
No.
Maybe if you couldn't, if you're a bit constipated, you could squeeze your own intestine and just squeeze it out.
Stop.
What?
Stop. It's
what?
Gross. Oh, my God.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.